Welcome to the Grinders Ugly Podcast. I am your humble host, Kyle Allen. This is the Grinders Ugly Podcast. I have a lovely special guest here. She'll eventually talk. Well, it's my wife, Shayla Allen, therapist. Shayla, you are? All right. But I'm just going to say this publicly because... anyway, so, you know, me and Shayla have many dynamics, and to be very open, early on in our marriage, you know, she financially, was the breadwinner and held me down, so to speak, in many ways that, I was absolutely 100%, 99.9%. 10,000% uncomfortable with, and felt like a complete and utter loser. And, the way I looked at it is before me, she was comfortable, but with me, she was uncomfortable. Regardless if we had more kids, or she had more kids, the quality of life didn't go up. It went down or stayed the same. And, I always had a problem with that. And obviously things have changed. She still make money and I make money. We're doing better. That's not the point of, you know, it's not the point, but the point is I'm able to do more. And I just want to talk about this type of thing because it's not easy to talk about even while I'm on the podcast right now, because I remember in 2018, When it was Christmas, and in the school districts, you get paid early because it's the last working day, blah, 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 blah. You don't get paid until February 1st. I had a ticket that I didn't pay from 05. It's a true story. 2009. And the FTB was on my check. Franchise Tax Board. And I remember saying, what the heck is Franchise Tax Board? Long story short, they were taking $400 out of my account. In 2018... I was probably only making $2,500 a month, $2,200 a month. You couple that with the apartment, and you couple that with a car note, you couple that with life, children. I was left with about $200. I remember texting Shayla saying, Shayla, after I got paid, I only have $200. And Christmas was obviously around the corner. I felt like a complete loser. I didn't feel like anything. That's how I was. And that was also 2018 was the year that I decided that me and my wife decided that we needed to get our health right, get in shape. That was when the seed was kind of planted, like we were trying to do better. But my point is that year was very pivotal because I had had enough after that. That December check was kind of my wake up call of what I did in the past no longer mattered. It no longer mattered that I was a scholarship athlete. I couldn't live, like my wife didn't care about that any longer. My kids can't eat the past. They can't thrive off who I was in the past. And that was a wake up call. There's no way around that, people. And that year is when he's not my partner, that'd be too disrespectful at this point, but my brother Demetrius Watts, godfather to my children, came to our apartment and he worked me out. And if you follow me on Instagram, TGIUKA, you've seen that video of where I started. That seed was planted that night. But my point in that is men out there, women out there, married couples out there, ego. Misplaced ego is a killer and there's no place for it. And I have to say this, even though Shayla was always hating on me and wouldn't give me $50 and I'm not even going to go there, but she tried her best. She would, but she tried her best to not make me feel like a loser. So I never felt like a loser as far as my wife's viewpoint. But I just knew I was because of my own viewpoint, if that makes any sense. But she never, like, was, like, calling, like, you know, there was no name calling, all that type of stuff. But But it just, I'm just sharing this because I know how hard it can be for, if you're a man out there, or even a woman that's with a man that doesn't have as much money as you, or just is not as stable as you, to just try to want to dip or leave. And I'm, anyway, Shayla, do you have anything to say? I don't want to be the only one talking on here, but I just had to preface the people.
No, I just think that,
you have to speak up for the pod. I mean, they can't hear whispers.
So, I think my position as your wife was to leave you with your dignity. You know, I already knew how you were feeling. And so it's like that saying, never kick a man when he's down. And it just wasn't my place. My place at that time was just to be a woman, to be the wife, to be the mother, and to stand. And no matter what, I knew who you were, you know? I knew your potential. Mm-hmm. I always tell you, I couldn't look at you for who you were then. I had to see you in the future, if that makes sense. So the man in front of me may not have been all that I needed him to be at that moment, but I knew who you were gonna be. You know, I saw you in the future, and I knew the kind of man you, number one, you wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the man that you were capable of being.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew. And so I always tell people I am always looking 5 years ahead of my life. And so it was like that in our marriage. You know, I'm like, right now sucks. Mm-hmm. But.
So you felt at the time it sucked. You felt at the time it sucked.
Of course.
But why? Why did no. Don't front for the pod. Why did you feel it? Why did you feel it sucked? We don't on the Grinders Ugly podcast. We don't lie to
the reason why it sucked, because as women we have expectations that our husbands are going to take care of us.
Were your expectations realistic?
Some of them.
Okay.
It was just the natural order of mm-hmm. things. Like, you figure you're going to get married, your husband is going to be someone you can just completely lean on, but that's not really marriage. Marriage is two people that sometimes have to lean on each other, or one on the other. Sometimes uh-huh. we're not both capable of leaning on each other at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Because one of us is not strong enough in that moment to do so.
Mm.
So I'm saying there are times that you are stronger than me and I need to lean on you.
Money has nothing to do with my strength.
Okay, I'm talking about in anything. I'm not just talking about money either.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I still had to be a father.
You did, and you were. But what I'm saying is there's seasons and moments in marriage where there's times that I gotta do what I gotta do, and there's times you gotta do what you gotta do. I'm saying in the sense of we're each not gonna be.
What happened when I called about the Iron Horse Tavern? What did I say? You don't have to say what all I said, but you can say.
I mean,
the gist.
You just were struggling at that time, and
what was I doing?
What do you mean, what are you doing?
What was I doing?
You were crying.
Uh-huh.
You were disheveled.
Uh-huh.
You were just in a bad way.
Uh-huh.
And the best thing I can do in that moment was just to hear you and tell you, that's fine. Do what you gotta do, and we will figure out the rest. And sometimes I'm saying, in that moment, you needed me to be stronger than where you were at that time. If I would have been like, oh, Kyle, oh my God, what the heck is wrong with you? Suck it up. Just suck it up. That wasn't gonna help you.
The only issue I have, you keep using the word strength.
I'm saying,
knowing who you are, and what I said and the way I went about it, I had to be strong to go about it, because you're sometimes, for lack of a more sophisticated word, a man eater.
Who?
You. What I mean by, let me not say man eater because that's so too negative. What I mean is, you're not the easiest person
Okay. I understand that. But in that moment, I wasn't a man-eater.
Not at all.
Okay, so what I'm not, saying... I have to have the wisdom and the wherewithal to understand what's going on in the moment and then be able to show empathy in that moment. That's mm-hmm. not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I wholeheartedly agree.
You know, I can't come off like suck it up. Like, shut up. You're the man.
And I'm also 9 years younger than you.
You are. You're youngin'.
No, I'm not saying that to, like, I'm saying sometimes, like,
well, okay,
we're comparing.
Right. And here's the dynamic of us. This is what people, or I didn't realize.
Yeah, don't say people, because we're not talking
to
the locals.
What I'm saying,
this is a global podcast.
I get that. But what I'm saying is that when we got married, and I used to tell you, I relived my 20s. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was already in my 30s. Uh-huh. You were in your 20s. Uh-huh. So the stuff that I had already kind of worked out in my life, you were just working out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something to consider, actually, for people who are considering getting married and there's an age gap. You know, I had to relive my 20s. You know what I mean? I had already lived through them. And so a lot of lessons that you were learning, I had already been there and learned them, if that makes sense. I'm not saying everything. I'm saying something. Just like, you know, I've lived dang near all my 30s. And you're just, you know what I mean? It's like
you're turned going 31 into this year. 30s. You turned 40 next
And so
year.
It's like.
Beautiful at 40, by the way, but yeah.
Amen, brother. Mm-hmm. It's like we had to grow together. We had to literally do it together. Whatever we were doing, we had to do it together. Whatever that looked like. And I 100%. Think in that moment, at the when you talk about Tavern Horse Tavern, what's it called?
Iron Horse
Tavern. Iron Horse Tavern. I mean, I just think that was a moment in our marriage and
turning point.
Yeah, it's like, Shayla, what are you gonna, so here's the thing, what are you gonna do in this moment? Mm-hmm. You could either be a dick, mm-hmm. or you can be
we usually don't use that language on the podcast. But keep going.
I'm sorry.
Keep going.
I'm
funny.
Not trying to disrespect
the podcast. No, keep going, trust me.
Excuse my friend.
This is a PG-13 podcast.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
okay, yeah.
Okay, so in that moment, was I going to be a jerk? Can you say that word?
Yeah.
Okay. Was I going to be a...
You might be canceled, but keep going. Yeah.
Was I going to be mean? Or was I going to be a woman who, for better or for worse, for sicker or for poor, was I going to live up to my vows in that moment and see you even in that... Still as the man of this family, and sometimes life happens, and this is what it is. And so I hope I left you with your dignity intact.
Yeah, and plus I think I don't want to, you know, this is my male ego talking. While I'm not making money, there's still, I think my listeners could use an imagination here. There's still several other things that were happening that maybe you were more willing to accept. What was going on in the moment, because maybe how you were treated, cared for, dealt with in the proper manner.
Yeah.
I'm saying more, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Anyway.
I just
way beside the point.
Okay, but I'm just saying. I had to throw that in there. That's literally my male ego talking, but I had to put that in there.
You're out of pocket.
But I just wanted to know. I just wanted.
I feel like now in our journey, you know, we own our home.
Mm-hmm.
We've
come a long way.
Suffered through the grit.
100%.
Of things, right? 100%. College, kids, all of our kids are school. I always tell you, I'm so happy. We have all our kids in school. They're not babies anymore. Uh-huh. Everybody's on their little pit trial trails of life.
100%, which is almost nuts. It's crazy.
And you are making significantly a lot of money, mm-hmm. more money.
Mm-hmm.
I make more money, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We are okay. Like, we can pretty much. And here's another thing about what we were doing during that time. We moved into this house with no debt.
100%. 100%. 100%. 100%. No credit card debt.
Nothing.
No,
I mean,
no debt. No
literally
debt.
Literally, our bills are what it takes to pay the bills in this house.
100%.
Our mortgage and the utilities.
100%.
Period. Outside of that, it's what? Netflix, stuff like that. But we moved into this home. We bought this house with a big savings, with a lot of money. We were able to pay cash for
100%.
Every piece of furniture in this house.
100%.
And so maybe we did have humble beginnings,
uh-huh.
but I mean, we bought our house brand new. We are the only owners. I mean, the gook was worth, the juice was worth the squeeze. Ain't that what you said?
Yeah.
The juice was worth the squeeze. And so now I'm happy to let you pay for my luxurious way of living. I'm happy for you to pay for my nails.
And I'm happy to pay. But we have to end this podcast because I'm, you know.
And take care of me, you know.
You're showing
that. I feel like I want to quote that movie. It is time for you to take care of me. That's off of Tyler Perry's Madea's Family Reunion. And I always tell you, I'm Mrs. Kev on stage, you know? Mm-hmm. You are out here doing you, and I am just up here trying to reap all.
And by the way, if you don't know who Mrs. Kev on stage is, please support Kev on stage and Mrs. Kev on stage. They're just quality people.
Yeah.
And have made a lane for a lot of people. And very similar to their story, Kev came out with a dream and his wife supported him. And she's reaped, is that the right word? Right? Mm-hmm. Tenfold. And
that's how I feel. Like, I feel like I don't need to do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I can just be Shayla. I can just have my career and let you take care of it. I just want you to take care of me. I want to be kept. Woman,
uh-huh.
I want my chips with dip. Like, uh-huh.
You got that from me, by the way.
Well, I don't care who I got it from. Uh-huh. I'm saying in this moment and in this time and on this journey of our life, I already told you I'm very comfortable with being taken care of. Obviously, I'm a woman who will always work
of course.
I don't just have a regular, ordinary clock in, clock out job. I love my profession. And nothing wrong with the clock in, clock out job. I'm just saying, as far as
I was definitely about to make sure
you're going to correct me.
Saying there's nothing
wrong with that. I'm talking about, for me though, the journey that I
the people I working took. At Kinko's is mad at you right now. Don't hate on the 9 to 5.
Oh no, absolutely. Looky here.
There's nothing wrong with Kinko's, by the way.
That's what you'd be doing. That's wrong. So I'm not saying anything about that. Uh-huh. I'm saying, I wanted to be a therapist. I went to school to be one. Uh-huh. I am one. And I will never stop doing that because that is something that I love to do.
If
I don't care what you're doing. As long as you love to do it. Do the heck of it, uh-huh. out of it. Like, I don't hate on nobody. Like, shoot. I tell Daniel all the time, if you like working at a fast food restaurant and you want to be a manager, a general manager, by all means, they make very good livings. That is a respectable job. It doesn't matter what you're doing as long as it's your passion and you love it and it's something that you take pride in. That's all that matters. That's what I'm saying. I'm not dogging the people at Kinko's. And I don't even have Kinko's anymore.
No. So in saying that, I'm going to bring this podcast to a close. And we said a lot. And hopefully them that have ears, let them hear. And those that have eyes, let them see. In no way, shape, or... Because, unfortunately, even though I don't like to do this, I'm going to go ahead and run down the typical... we're not saying we're perfect. No, we're not saying we have everything put together. No, we're not saying we're rich. No, we're not saying we're better than anybody. No, we're not saying any of those things. This is just our story. And we're proud of it.
And will we work hard to do?
And that's something that...
I want to apologize for that, by the way.
What?
I want to apologize for the journey.
Oh, God, Shayla. Better words can't be spoken. I'm not apologizing for the journey. That's the first time I've heard you say something like that. And I'm not apologizing for the journey.
I won't downplay it. I won't take away the quality of it.
Yeah.
Because everything that journey had shaped and molded. And we had to cry, scream, bleed, everything else
literally.
To get here. So I won't apologize for it. I am a reflection. We are a reflection. Our children are a reflection, mm-hmm. of our ugly grind. And I will hold that banner till the day I die. And I won't apologize. Not one little bit. And I'll take all the name calling from people.
And on that note, thank you for listening to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your humble host, Kyle Allen.
And I am his neck. You wanna know what that means?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'm the neck. And the neck can turn the head any way it wants it to go. You don't know what that's from. my big fat Greek wedding.
Something demonic, because that has to be.
I am the neck.